This is VOA News Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel hit Gaza with artillery and airstrikes on Friday in response to a new barrage of rocket fire from the Hamas-run enclave. It's an intensifying conflict. Days of deadly violence have seen Israeli soldiers gathering on the edge of the territory, although the army stressed there had been no ground incursion, despite an earlier statement that troops were carrying out an attack in the Gaza Strip. Israeli security forces have also been assembled to contain deadly riots between Jews and Arabs, and projectiles have been fired from Lebanon. The United Nations says the Security Council will meet Sunday to address the conflict, as the Secretary General called for an immediate de-escalation and cessation of hostilities. The top U.S. health agency says it's lifting mask-wearing guidance for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, a watershed moment that U.S. President Joe Biden called a great day in the long pandemic fight. The announcement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention marked an abrupt turnaround after more than a year of urging people to cover their faces to stem the spread. In an emotional address from the White House, Mr. Biden declared a major victory in the battle against the virus that has seen more than 580,000 Americans die. The move sparked joyful reactions in some, but others experienced whiplash and said they would continue to wear their masks out of caution. Almost 60% of U.S. adults now have one or more doses, while cases are falling fast, down to a seven-day average of 38,000. And on Thursday, the campaign to vaccinate adolescents aged 12 to 15 began in earnest, following the authorization of the Pfizer vaccine in this age